The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Monday, the third week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The first reading from today's Mass, taken from the second book of Kings, chapter 5, describes the healing of Naaman. He was a foreign general who suffered from leprosy. When he came to know of the prophet Elisha, who was active in the northern kingdom of Israel, Naaman sought his prayers and asked for healing. This is what happened. Naaman came with his horses and chariots and stopped at the door of Elisha's house. The prophet sent him the message, "Go and wash 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will heal, and you will be clean." But Naaman went away angry. But his servants came up and reasoned with him. "My father," they said, "if the prophet had told you to do something extraordinary, would you not have done it? All the more now, since he said to you, 'Wash and be clean,' should you do as he said?" So Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. "Now I know," he said, "that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." We notice 3 things. First, despite the fact that Naaman is a Gentile, he's not part of the chosen people. In fact, he is a sworn enemy of Israel. God's mercy extends even to him. This is one of the foreshadowings that we find in the Old Testament of God's universal salvific will, that God desires to save all of humanity. It's true that God gave a special place to the people of Israel, whom he formed from the descendants of Abraham, but it also becomes clear as salvation history unfolds that Israel will be a seed of faith to all the nations. Naaman is the fruit of that seed. Second, while Naaman expected some extraordinary intervention on the part of Elisha the prophet, he was instead given a simple task to fulfill. To be healed, all he needed to do was to wash 7 times in the Jordan River. And Naaman was disappointed. He expected something more dramatic. But on numerous occasions, God shows himself through the small and seemingly unimportant and easily missed circumstances of daily life. Now, it's certainly true that there are many scriptural examples of God's extraordinary action in human history. But at the same time, we don't want to overlook the small ways in which he works. Our attentiveness to these little details can help us to root our whole life in a sense of spiritual alertness. Finally, Naaman's cure brings him to faith. He acknowledges that he has been healed by God and is grateful. Who knows what his life was like after this experience, but it must have been different and transformed by the awareness of the gift that he had received. We want to be grateful as well. God is never stingy with his blessings. Paying close attention to the small things will help us to see them more clearly and to be grateful. God bless you.